Ken Paxton's lawyers say 19 of the 20 articles of impeachment should be dismissed. It's Tuesday, August 1st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting off the new month with the Texas Minute and spending part of your day with us. Despite pressure from a member of the Texas Senate, the Texas State Historical Association's chief historian will still be a fellow who thinks the phrase, "Remember the Alamo," has a racist past. We'll get to that, but first. Effective today, it's illegal to manufacture or sell incandescent light bulbs in the United States. If the federal government put as much effort into stopping illegal aliens from entering the country as they now will in fighting the scourge of rogue light bulbs, the border would probably be secure. A Harris County detention officer was ambushed and severely beaten by an inmate while working an understaffed shift on the Harris County Jail's double lockdown floor, which houses high-risk violent criminals. The inmate alleged to have committed the assault is in jail on charges of capital murder. The same inmate is alleged to have assaulted three other detention officers at previous points in the past. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez told county commissioners back in March that although there are more than 150 open positions in the jail, he can't fill them because he couldn't find anyone willing to do the work for the pay being offered. The University of Texas has refused to cut ties with the chief historian of the Texas State Historical Association after State Senator Mays Middleton, a Republican from Galveston, asked the university not to extend the contract. Chief historian Walter Banger has been with the TSHA since 2017 and has asserted that the Battle of the Alamo was tactically insignificant. Banger has reportedly claimed the slogan, "Remember the Alamo," was racist in origin and only garnered significance in the 1890s. According to Middleton, Banger's ideology marginalizes Texas. TSHA falls under the authority of UT's College of Liberal Arts. The college's dean chose to extend Banger's contract. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like The Headline, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
The legal team for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a motion with the Senate to dismiss all but one of the articles of impeachment brought against him. His lawyers say that because the alleged misconduct occurred prior to the 2022 general election, it can't be considered under the so-called prior term doctrine. The prior term doctrine is based on Texas government code. It holds that because citizens are the ultimate authority in electing people to public office, allegations of misconduct that are known to the public prior to an election cannot be the basis for removing a public official from office. According to Paxton's lawyers, the prior term doctrine is there to prevent impeachment from being used as a tool for political retaliation and abuse. Paxton's team says impeachment articles 1 to 7 and 19 to 20 should be dismissed due to the prior term doctrine. They don't seek the dismissal for the 8th article, which deals with a legal settlement for former OAG staff because that activity occurred after the 2022 election. House lawyers haven't yet responded to the Paxton motion for dismissal, and a trial in the Senate is expected to begin on September 5th. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Micah Rice, Matthew Dela Cruz, and Sidney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.